Hello. Welcome to The Honest Wargamer. I'm your loving and excited host, Rob, and I'm excited and enthused to be joined by Mr. Dayton, who is up at 5 a.m. Obrey. Hello, Dayton. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. This is good. I like this warm opening. Like my wife said, I wouldn't do it for anyone else. I know, buddy.
I'm super happy to be here. Really looking forward to talking to you today. I think we've got a really fun show planned, so looking forward to it. It's also a sunny day here in the UK, which is really nice. You know, like life's tough. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, life's tough around the world. I get it if you're having a tough time, but hopefully for an hour, all of us can have some fun and smile at each other, which is the plan. Angels Vermilion and Dayton, we're joined by legends. Dwarf Penguin, Angels Vermilion, Speckles himself, shut up Speckles, Scott B, Darren, Positive Victim, who will be on the show on Wednesday if you're excited to listen to Darren. And we've got some other special guests to join us for the Daughters of Cain list show. Skinny Boots has resubscribed. It's super lovely to talk to you. So that'll be Wednesday. Scott B's here. I can't wait for a hot take. Scrivo's here. And he is the angel. He's the wings to my, I know, devilish visage. Big Goldfish is here. Can't wait to see him. Eric Sorbon. Loads of Math Mallows here, who I think will be joining me for live coverage at the LGT later in the year, which will be very exciting. Dayton, you've been
Scott
keeping
B.
well.
Scott
How are
B
you?
Scott B just watches your show nonstop.
Who?
Scott B.
Scott, I love Scott B. Like,
yeah,
Hawkeye. Sorry. Like, we got like such a gang. Plymouth Troll says, when I can cuddle all these people, they're fucked. I was thinking about it last night. Is that weird? I was like, it's going to be really intimate. And they're going to be like, Rob, stop holding me this long. And I'm like, nope.
Nope. This is how we greet now, sir.
Gonna whisper nothings in their ear. Have you been okay? How you been?
Let me see what you're eating. I'm doing good, man. Getting into the practical side of schooling, so that's good. No more of the thinking, studying, all that stuff, so that's good. Things are good here. We're cold, but whatever. I can't bike yet. I have to wait a little while for biking, but I'm looking forward to biking.
I biked today. I biked this morning. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry, bud. You could also. So I have two systems for, like, because as you guys, I told you last week, I've become like a proper fat bitch. So I'm trying to sort myself out. Mainly because I want it for like my personal health and my mental acuity. It's something I'm trying to like stay conscious of. And so I've been biking and I've been in workout routines at home. But I just watch very attractive centaur looking ladies. Doing workout videos. No, there's no centaur ladies
James
doing
Bond,
workout
huh?
videos. That's so that's weird.
That probably is what started my whole curiosity into women, was watching those old aerobics like in the '80s. Yeah. That probably sparked something right then and there.
Anyway, I've appreciated that. That's been useful. And mainly because I want to get my fitness up, because those two-day events, three-day events even, some people are talking about, are going to kill me when they come back around. Those aren't short days. We're up at 7 and we normally work till midnight, like 3 days, 4 days running sometimes. Sometimes having traveled for 24 hours, so we need to. we can't do that unfit. So.
Yeah, see, that's more liver testing for me, though.
Yeah, you're gonna die. Like, I'm so worried about the Warhammer community when events come back around. Like, they're gonna be like,
I don't drink like that at home with my family. No, that's saved just for tournaments, and it's gonna kill me that first one.
It's gonna be wild. Right, so I think me and Dayton have got like a cool show planned. Again, like, it's not like fully prepped, and I think for next month we're going to do this properly, and we're going to download the pictures and but it's a good start.
It's a thought that was in Rob's head that pops into you, and he lets you know about it last minute, and then there's no prep and things are just thrown at it. So if you want to know how this show is ever done on the inside, that's how it's done, and it's amazing how he is able to pull it together. That's how he does it.
So thank you so much. It's because we always do it live. You work to your skills, right? You can't prep, so you do live. That's how it works. Right, so the concept of today's show, which we'll do once a month, so me and Dayton will come up with like a name for the show or something, and it could be like something that we expand out because I think it's really, really interesting, is we are going to look through a bunch of the releases from third-party miniature designers that you can 3D print. So some of you are very much not aware. What, like, a weird thing to me, and maybe it is weird, is that, like, I've been posting up pictures of art, for example. Here I am. This is how far I am with painting this piece of terrain for you guys to see. I think it looks quite nice. Pretty swish. And this is just from printablescenery.com. Right, now, I always get asked that question all the time. Right? I'm like, okay, fine. So I thought what we'd do is we'd go through... we'd go through, like, some of the releases for the upcoming month from some of the Patreons. Now, there's My Mini Factory, which is, like, a website where you can just go and buy STLs. And normally, they run, like, something like between, like, $5 and $15. Sometimes they're more. Sometimes they're, like, $25, $50. But generally, what's cool about a Patreon is, Dayton, because you've also entered the 3D printing world with me as well, is that you sign up to a Patreon, you pay, somewhere between, like, $8 and $15, depending on where you are, but you get maybe somewhere between 8 and 12 designs, and sometimes they're modular, like, with different weapons and heads and arms options. And you get it for, like, whereas if you were to try and buy that as a bundle on something like My Mini Factory, which I don't know if that's the only place you can buy them, but if you tried to buy it as a bundle, it would cost you, what, 10 times the price?
Yeah. But you get a bunch, right, with their bundles. And then the one thing to keep in track, too, is My Mini Factory does sales all the time. So if you're not in a big rush and you hold out for a little while and kind of watch them, you'll get big discounts. Like, a lot of, like, ones on for, like, 50% off. That's got some really cool models. But I think what I posted in the chat, the real reason why we're looking at 3D prints, let's face it, Rob, is GW has 9 models for the sale of $170.
No, that's not why. I promise that's not why. Like, I'm not...
if anyone needs those boxes of... what the hell is it? The Imperium, the Last Starter, they're still out there. And I know places to get them, so...
Well,
you want to pay that price, but get 75% more models, then, you know.
Yeah, I know a guy. I mean... That isn't the reason. I promise that isn't the reason. The reason is because you, like, that, like, so let's talk about it for a moment, because honestly, I've been really, I'm really excited about this since I thought of it last night. I was like, this is actually really exciting. And one of the reasons why is because it's, like, it's so creative. Like, so you know when, like, the vampire model, like, the Vampire Hunter stuff come out, we're all like, oh, I'm going to do Vampire Hunters or whatever. Like, you're excited. It gives you those hobby juices flowing. And I think we all do that, but, like, ever since having got into 3D printing and seeing this stuff, the same thing. Like, I see the sculpt and I'm like, obviously that's amazing. What can I use that as? What can I do? And I think that, like, I don't know, it excites me.
I'm here for your excitement, and I'm here to jump off of it and go get caught up in it and reinforce you in the way that Flavor Flav just... really hypes everyone up. I'm here for you for that.
Right, let's start. So we're going to start with Titanforge. So Titanforge are probably one of the best known 3D print people. So STL. So they've got a Patreon, which you can sign
up. I think they're the number one seller. They're the number one.
Okay, so they're the number one seller. I want everyone to know that I am not sponsored by any of these people, at all. That's super important for you guys to know. Not sponsored in any way.
We pay them money.
We pay them money. Yeah, we collaborated as a group and we pay them money. So this is their release in March. This is why it'll be really exciting to do this once a month, because once a month we'll be able to go through all of these releases from these different companies, and me and Dayton can do it, and I think it'll be super fun because Dayton's on the 3D printer with me, and it'll be super cool. So this is their March release, which it seems like it is themed around, like, it's kind of like a wood elf Bretonian theme. Kind of. It's like, it's a little bit like, it does, I don't know if cohesive is the right word for this particular theme, but yeah. Also, this ties into the fact of one of the things that came up recently, do the UK tournaments tend to allow 3D prints? My tournaments will, and probably all tournaments that I affiliate with, like Bobo, for example, will allow 3D printing, mainly because I think if you don't, what you're doing, you're stifling creativity. You're not, like, that's the important part, right? What do you think, Dayton? What do you think, Dayton, about, like, allowing 3D printing models at an event?
I think at some point you're really gonna not be able to tell, anyways. So
that's already true.
That where they're there already, and yeah, I mean, a lot of that stuff is just better models than what GW has. Like, if you want really good Seraphon models, there's tons out there. because that model hasn't been updated in forever, and there's a huge market for it.
Loads of good Saurus, right?
Demon Princes. You want some good Demon Princes? Tons out there. Yeah. There's some good stuff out there for sure.
Right, so let's look through the stuff.
Should we talk about what printers we have first? In case anyone wants to follow that path?
Yeah. Go on. Yeah, what printer have you got, and how have the results been?
Let's start off bad, and then we'll go to the good. I got a Anycubic Mono SE, which is a 2K printer, small build plate. And by small, I mean I can build the big stuff. It just takes a little longer because you have to do it in stages. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been working 100% for me. I printed out some stuff and done some things. So I had to fix up quite a bit. But I have been in contact with them. They had Chinese New Year, so there was some delay, which is fine. That's great. Good for them. And they have a new screen, no cost to me, that they're sending. So they've been good about that. And in the meantime, I've bought another printer, a Frozen, the 4K Mini. So I went from 2K to 4K. But so same build plate size.
Yeah, so just an explanation to everyone real quick. 2K, 4K screen, effectively like the quality, let's go for quality is the easiest. The resolution that you could potentially print at is obviously twice as good. If you go from 2K to 4K, 4K is pretty much like the cutting edge of the market right now. A mono screen.
Same way as TVs for stuff, and it's your how many pixels you're getting into a display.
Exactly.
That's how it does it.
Yeah, and then also the difference between mono and an LCD screen. A mono screen, because it's black and white and not colored, effectively means it just works twice as... It works twice as fast. Four times faster, I think, is actually the specs that they give it. So your prints print faster, and the screen also lasts longer. So there you go. That's the kind of quick TLDR of how they
and
look.
And you got the big boy.
I got a photo on...
print a whole army in two prints.
You got a photo on Mono X, which you guys obviously helped raise money for over Christmas. And this is one of the things that obviously we get to talk about now because of it. So thank you to you guys. Because I think, this model I'm looking at the screen now, Dayton, seems to be some sort of, a dragon. But it's also got some antlers. See, what's exciting about it is you're just like, number one, that's just a cool mini.
Yeah,
Milky Badger, thank you. And Gersey, thank you for resubscribing. But what's exciting about it is it just looks awesome. I don't know if I would use it for anything in Age of Sigmar, but it would make a cool statue as a piece of terrain. I've been thinking about that a lot recently.
D&D, hey, Frostgrave, D&D, Frostgrave, those systems that don't have, they have some mini support. Is this just doubles so much for you? It's so good. So if you play any of those other game systems other than just Age of Sigmar, I know we always like to talk about basically the whole theme of the show. That's important, but there are other game systems and they work really well for them.
Ooh. I think the fact that the models themselves are game system agnostic to a degree is also really useful for you guys as well. So don't forget, so everything that I'm going to show you now as we cycle through this release is everything you get if you subscribe to these guys in a month. And again, not paid in any way, we pay them. I just think it's such a good deal, it's also wild. Now of course you have to produce it yourself. There's a whole conversation about producing it yourself, and I'll make a video about that in some point. But at the minute I just really want to show off fun prints and see if you guys are excited about going through it with me, because when you see a cool new Games Workshop sculpt, we do a whole fucking show on it for 2.5 hours, right? And you're
so yeah, an hour and a half. I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah. this next guy looks like human warriors. This next guy, human warriors, but from a woodland style realm, which I think is quite sweet. And I quite like that. I quite like the armor being leaf, little leaf plates as the armor. Mm-hmm. I think that looks pretty cool. I'm really excited about that.
So it's funny because a lot of the stuff that we've been getting into is really fantastical. That's a new word. And I actually really appreciate some of the more traditional things, give me the knights and the armor and the foot soldiers and stuff like that. Because when you're mass printing, that's the kind of stuff I want to mass print. The big models, they look awesome, but you're really only going to do one and done. Whereas these other ones you're going to actually use for other stuff too, I think.
I agree. There's loads of options as to what you want it in. I mean, these guys, so I'm now looking at like a mounted version of this as well. This would make like a cool Lumineth or a Wild Rider. Not that anyone plays Wild Riders. But I mean, it could
Owen Jackson.
Yeah. I think this looks cool, right? Like, this is just this month's theme. So it's just fun. This is an amazing Sylvaneth Branch Wraith sort of like proxy. It's got like a little owl on top, which I just think is wicked. And again, there's in some ways that sort of realism. What's also exciting about this stuff is I think, is that like if you're a Sylvaneth player, you're like, okay, I'm a Sylvaneth player. I'm like waiting for whenever they'll update Sylvaneth, like fucking a billion years. But if like that's your army and that's what you're jonesing on, this is an amazing additional sculpt to add into your army that you don't need someone else to. I'm not sure about this guy. There's just some like this seems like it's a dual kit. There's just some like fat chaos dude, like he's like massively swole, kind of got like a Warcraft vibe. He looks so funny. Do you not like this guy?
He'll have a place. That's the nice thing, it's art, right? I don't have to like everything.
No, you don't. I think
he's a big ogre guy.
What's fun about this conversation, and I think the whole thing, is it really makes you Rifos, I love him. Okay, let's so round. Everyone in the chat, I want your opinions. Do you love it? Do you hate it? I want to know. Because what's cool is we always have to say, yeah, I mean, love the model, come out from Games Workshop, love it. Like, of course the models are brilliant. You have to like say that almost like precursory at the end of every release. You'd be like, yeah, it's not for me, but the special models are obviously beautiful. Like, wow, are they? Like, you can just not like them.
It's anyway. A right to be critical of something that you love.
Hey, Warhammer Rob. This one can make a good Nurgle dude. He definitely could make a good Nurgle dude. That would be quite fun. Are those sculpts only available for a month, or are they released for people to print for this month onwards if you subscribe to their thing? So the way it works is you subscribe to their Patreon. You get that month's release. After that month is over, it goes into your My Mini Factory account if you link them up together. And then they're available to you forever.
Forever. Yeah. And if you don't want to do that, you can still just download the files onto your computer. I suggest getting a removable drive because there's a lot. And I mean, the nice thing about this, like we didn't really talk about it, it's really freeing. So if you print this mini, it's like 25 cents, if that, and very little time. You know how freeing it is to modify and paint models that really cost you nothing? It's great. Don't like it? Put it in trash. Print another one. Like this model.
You're like, oh, I've done a shit paint job of this. Throw it in the sea.
3D printed model. And I had some great times with it because, or I guess that'd be easier. I had some great times with it because I could do whatever I wanted because I didn't really care about it. And it's a nice, freeing thing to do, honestly.
Agreed. Yeah. I agree. I encourage everyone. I think it's the best money you can spend right now.
Those guys are awesome.
Apart from subscribing to the Honest Wargamer Patreon, where you get these files. Right?
And Super Series. We'll be starting.
Yeah. Look at the what did you make of the bear man? I think this guy
bear
is
awesome.
Yeah, amazing, right? Like, oh, I don't know if he's a bear man though. He's got like a pig helmet, gore,
bear
like,
pig
bear man? Pig man. Is he mad bear pig?
I like it. He's chestless, but then if you look at his lower body, like he's heavily armored.
Yeah. Like he's husky on top, right? Like, he's chunky. I like his he's got big nipples. I like his sleeveless fur coat. I think that's cool. Man Bear Pig Shaman, this is gas, says Bon Hades. I think you're loving it. Good.
So here's the thing too, now that we got to talk about, you can make these your ogres. The size might not be the same when they come off, but you can modify the size. You can increase the sizing of it really easily. I had to do it for these zombies. They're scaled up a little too high, and I decreased them by 10%. They look amazing. Now they're the same size as Poxwalkers.
Yeah. And the amount of options that you've got as well. One of the things that's cool about this, also about 3D printers, although if they come pre-supported, this causes an issue, but you can mirror them. So currently he's obviously looking like over his right hand shoulder. If you mirror them, you'll make it so he's looking over his left hand shoulder. And that might not be a big deal unless there's like a limited amount of sculpts and you just want to like flip it. But this guy, he's like on my list of like, because I'm pretty certain I could make the most hilarious like Cities of Sigmar unit. you know, like, you know, Free Guild Guard, but I just get all the different, like 3D sculpts of just a regular dude with some, like this guy, some other guys. You just,
oh, he's not regular, though. This guy's a boss. He's your champion.
This guy's pretty badass. Yeah, that's true. An amazing wizard. An amazing wizard with an owl on his... This guy is like... I love this. And like you were saying, Dayton, it's got... I mean, it's still obviously fantasy, but it feels like more traditional, maybe? Like, it's got more of like a traditional vibe?
Yeah, these are great. These are great sculpts. I mean, obviously, we're starting with one of the best. There's a reason why they sell the most. And think about it, too. Like, the content you're getting, like, every month, they drop, like, this huge themed army on you. The bases that they're on, they give you those, too. So even if you just use it for your bases for another army, that's an awesome idea. Like, this, oh, so good. So good. And resin printers are a lot less finicky than FDM.
So also something which I, because all of, so all of these things that they showcase, or at least Titanforge showcase, is unpainted. And actually, I think I prefer that. Like, if I'm honest, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, I'm imagining the colors on this miniature as opposed to it showing me the colors. Now, probably, I don't know if it would be better with it painted. I'm not sure. Do you know what I mean? Like, but
I like the gray because it shows the shadows and stuff that you can do with it.
Yes.
Like, it's almost like a black and white photo if you were to take a picture of something that was colored. So you still get that definition all in it. And then these are, to be fair, these are 3D rendered. Like, these are digital photos, not the real thing, too. So,
yeah. I mean, I love this guy. He's got a little, this cute little owl, which I'm like jonesing on. I think that owl's a great touch. But
they have these awesome characters, like the last batch, like this one. She has like a little ferret on her shoulder, and it's great. I love the little animals.
Yeah, me too. So, Into the Wizard. This guy is 10 out of 10, awful and brilliant all at the same time. The Squire Mage is so like. Great. I really want to put him in a Hollow Heart army and like just try my hardest to cast what spells with him. I'm like, the apprentice is going for the spell, here he goes.
Yeah, give him like the, you know, 9 to get off spell, so it's never gonna happen. But when it does, you're pouring drinks, champagne bottle, it's all coming up. Chocolate bars for everyone there.
I love the book on this guy in the scrolls, like, again, that old schooly vibe. He needs a hat, he'd be perfect. The intern, that's right, intern.
Or
that's you.
You could take it as the way, like, he's tapping his mentor on the shoulder. Like, I found it. I found it for you. Here's that, what you're looking for.
Oh, nice.
I know that you don't have the time for that. Here, I'm your caddy. This is what you're actually looking for. I made you look better.
That's a great idea.
That's intern Matt. That's the intern Matt figure.
Right, next up, you've got some ladies. That's the other thing about the 3D, the alternate sculpts world, is like there's a lot of representation, I find.
Yeah, like, she's great. She's got like roses coming down all over her, like a rose bridle. Her shield's on the back. Like, oh, she's not riding like a lady. She's fully going into it.
Yeah, really, really good. Really like that vibe. And it's a unicorn as well. Not so much phased about like the banner bearer lady, but I love the armor outfit. I think it looks sweet.
It's got the girl power thing going. That's cool.
I see. Now I'm not 100%. The mounted, the mailed, the fully armored knights. Like, I kind of dig them. I think
I love them.
Do you love them?
This is where, yeah, we can differ. That's fine. These are amazing. I flipping love them. Every one of them has a completely unique helmet. Their armor is all kind of slightly different. They're great. Like the wolf faced guy has like almost like a like leather on the, like, his armor is, his chest piece is totally different. The shields are unique. Everyone of them has like the weapons are a little different. Like, they're awesome.
One of the,
you print these four over and over again. Maybe not the wolf helm one because that sticks out a lot, but you'll see differences in rank and file.
One of the other cool points I find about this stuff is more than likely the shields and the weapons will be separate. They'll be separate on a ball joint, and they'll connect in, and it gives you so much poseability. Like, way more than I generally find anymore with, like, a plastic sculpt. I don't know about you, Dayton. Like, Like the poseability is wild. Like, you know, the guy with the blank shield could have the mace. You could print them out. I mean, if you want them all to have maces, you could just give them all maces, I think is the other cool bit as well. You all want them to have like the other shield. I think this is nice. Dwarf Penguin doesn't think these were put for AOS. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a Free Guild Guard unit like this. I think it's
this is like Song of Fire and Ice, guys.
Yeah. They're quite unique, aren't they? Which
yeah.
I think is cool.
Yeah, they're great. But like I said, I like the normal kind of mount standard guys.
Yeah, just regular dudes. Yeah. And then you got the mounted versions as well.
Really?
But, and they've got that kind of Bretonian heraldry. These look great. And then there's some more dudes on foot. You get some close-ups of what they look like. Some mounted dudes. Is this going to be it? There you go. Ah, there you go. You guys can see like the breakdown there. So you got the different weapon options, the different heads. The heads are different. That's cool. And then you've got the different sword styles and the maces. There's even a spiked mace, which I didn't know, which is cool. And also they could all be bowmen, which is fun as well. So there's just a bow added in. So
that's gotta be hard. That's gotta be hard to draw a bow when you're wearing that, though.
Yeah,
let's be fair.
The big Living City vibes. Yeah, that's a cool idea. If you wanted to do a Free Guild Guard unit from Living City, I think that's quite fun. But yeah. And then you get terrain with this release as well, which is kind of cool. Which is some stuff that kind of interests me for building themed boards.
Yeah, it's I think way more nice. Terrain than Kill Team.
Yeah, that's way
I
more.
Don't care what your show is going to be about, Rob. I'm always going to bring it back. There's got to be some jabs in there.
You've got to get some jabs in. Right, so we've done that one. Let me just go grab the next one. I think is going to be... So we'll do... I want this to skip. So next one is going to be Artisan Guild and their monthly release. Look at that, Full Grima. There we go, same time. So this is their month release, the March, and this is their Swamp. So everything we just saw is everything you get from signing up to Titanforge's Patreon for a month. All of that. Next month, it'll be...
For like $10.
Is it eight? I think it's $8.
Yeah. Come on. There's going to be some differencing on pricing based on our current location in the country or in the world.
That's true. Right, so this is Artisan Guild. And I don't think I've actually seen this month yet. So I'm going to be joined on a journey with you guys. So this is
you know the best part about this, too, is every time I see like Tomb King stuff, I send it to Tristan. He's like, eh. Yeah. I'm like, all right. I thought you'd be hyped for it. That's cool. Whatever. Yeah.
So these guys, they look like, I think that they're like Seraphon-esque, they're swampy, but they're toads, as opposed to, like, which is, like, yeah, Full Grima, there's so many good places, Lost Kingdom Miniatures, don't worry, we're going to go through as many as we can today, and then if you guys are enjoying this show, and you guys, like, are like, yeah, do this every month, next month we'll do it properly, we'll get all the images, maybe we'll contact the people, who knows. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are more like if you want these to be your bodyguard for Croak, like these are your Slan
temple. That's a great idea. Yes.
Because they're like they're so near him, they're influenced by him, and now they're changing their appearances.
Yeah.
To match their master.
There's also guys on. Now I famously dislike Saurus knights. I think that they're fugly. But the Croak soldiers know. Scott Beat's so against it.
Scott Beat's it's PTSD.
he's just throwing drinks at his fucking wall right now. He's like, no more Croaks. But these guys are pretty cool. Artisan Guild have got more of like a. See, this is where we get into an interesting conversation. Again, we've only looked at two so far. Artisan Guild have a very specific design philosophy. I think they're very Warcrafty. I don't know what you think, Dan.
Yeah, I get like strong video game vibes.
Yeah, like that's what I think. I think stuff. So. Dwarf Penguin doesn't like them, and I'm gonna feel like some people are gonna land either side. I don't know if I would use them in games because they're like a bit too cartoony for me. Although I think that these are like some of
there's
the best
some great
ones.
Expressions in all their faces.
Yeah. They're brilliant, aren't they? Actually, these guys are super good. I love the
super
the
cocky. I love the cocky look. The one guy like with his in the middle there in the bottom, where he's got like the grin and he's got his arm raised up. Yeah, that's awesome. I dig it.
So then we've got the quite clearly a Slan, but a big bitch in Slan, Yeah. Some Crocs
and the ladies. And... like, why the ladies?
You've got to have. See, this is the other thing. Why? Do you... Okay, to answer me this. So, if you guys have listened to the podcast, I'm sorry, this has been a weird show and tell for a podcast. But there's a lady frog with some thick thighs. How do you feel about, like, some sort of, like, sexualization in the miniatures? Or do you think it's, like, bad?
And... you can print it. It's got a community for it. Kingdom Death board game is, like, one of the most successful Kickstarters, and they have a lot of pinup girls. Mm-hmm. And they look great. And they paint up really well. So there's a community for it. Put it out there. As long as it sells, man. Who cares? Yeah, my opinion. If it sells, then, God, awesome. Walk over me to buy them.
If someone wants to, like, print them out, like, and also, like, that would be so, like, afternoon, what's up, Ziggy? An interesting point to drop into the stream. Yes, Ziggy. Glendam, we will be getting to Arch Villain Games, I promise. This Slan looks pretty baller. That's all I'm going to say. I think he looks great. So then you've got some more, like, Toad Warriors. So if you wanted to not have Saurus, and instead you wanted Toad Warriors instead, I really could be. I could vibe on that quite heavily, I think, Dayton. I don't know about you.
No one would not accept this army across from them to be representing Seraphon.
And also, like, Saurus. I like the Saurus sculpt. I want everyone to know that. Like, I was a bit disappointed when we saw the Saurus Warcry Warband.
Underworlds, yeah.
Underworlds. Because they didn't make the Saurus, like, husky and chunky. I want, like, aggressive. And Lost Kingdom minis have got, like, a great Saurus. It's like... Rrr. But, like, also, hilariously, like, if you ran, like, 2x40 toads at me, I'd be like, this is perfect. This is why I'm here. Like, like, I'm here for fun. So I'm into this. You could use Croxigors. Them as Slan Esh.
When's the last time you seen Croxigors on the table?
actually, Thingy runs Croxigor. What's his name? I've forgotten everyone in the world. The American fella.
That's an Intermat thing.
Hoger. Eric Hogan.
He's going to go look through the big book, and he's going to tap you on the shoulder and remind you who it is.
Yeah, thanks, Intermat. But Big Croxigor, Big Croxigor and those guys. And there's some, like, spinny video for you guys to see. Again, not sponsored by any of these guys. We pay them. It's just, I think it'll be a really good show for us to do once a month for you guys and just talk about it. These guys, I think I could use these as Saurus on Dino as opposed to the actual Saurus Knights, which... Like, it's a genuine crime that people buy and paint actual
the best model ever.
versus these guys. These guys look amazing. That's all I'm going to say. And again, those guys look great. And they're swish. And for all you Seraphon lovers out there. And what's fun is you'll end up with such a unique Seraphon army. And like you say, if someone brought this to my event or put it down the table... Like, there's no way you don't know what that is. You just like, that's a Saurus Knight. Right. Cool. Like,
the bases don't print with, like, they'll be separate, I imagine.
Yes. Yeah, they will be. Here's a cool guy with a bow.
Doesn't shoot as far as the blowgun, but it's fine.
And then... No, does not. Does not shoot anywhere near as far. I think this is really nice as well, like, really well designed. Then you've got some sort of big dino, and as you can see on the far right there, it, like, breaks apart and then is... Dayton, continue the show for me. Talk to the chat. I'll be back 1 minute. I've just got something to get downstairs.
Jesus. Not on my own. Not like this. I mean, I've been jumping into this quite a bit. Like I said, this picture behind me, wherever, is best. He's an awesome Demon Prince or Lord of Change if you want to scale him up. He's still pretty big. He's about a little smaller than Mortarion, so that's pretty awesome. And anytime I'm looking for information, I just look to the chat. Look at that chat. That chat's awesome. Ziggy, killing it. Good to see you, buddy. Scott B, you have no life. This is all you do. Your painting's been awesome. If anyone wants to check out his painting, he's been doing the non-metallic Space Marines, and they look awesome. If you want anything painted blue, just talk to him. That seems to be his thing. And I didn't even think about that. Promoting my podcast, that'd be awesome. Next week we have Ladies Night, so the regular co-host will be off the show. No men and all females, so that'd be awesome. I did it last year. It was great. And they're coming back on this year. Different crew, though. And he's back. Thank God. Oh, Jesus. Don't do that ever again. How's that biking for you, bud?
Anyway, so there's a big toe monster. I don't know if I like the big toe monster, if I'm honest. What do you think of big toe monster?
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. Slan is cool. Obviously hilarious.
Yeah.
11 out of 10.
Do you want me to continue talking? You
click the button. So, yeah. This is why we're working out. Oh, the thick lady toad. the bonus pinup figure.
Yep.
Oof, I'm not even sure I can show this on Twitch. Oof, jeez.
The alt figure. I dig it. So the first one, she doesn't have actually women features. Like, there's no breasts because lizards have no breasts. But they give you that in the other alternate pose. So
I would love to see someone use that as croak and then someone be equally as triggered on the other side of it. And then you get some sort of... you get some, I don't know, particularly good terrain, some columns. I feel like that must have taken them like 4.5 minutes to produce. But whatever.
Yeah, but those are cool to have on bases when you're looking to kind of break things up, especially larger bases. I dig that, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then you get some bonus stuff. So this is just bonus stuff that you get in March. So some regular... I don't think these are particularly nice.
Yeah. Not compared to the other ones that we saw already.
No. All right. Well, let's skip these.
Why are the horses so angry?
Right. The next one that we're going to look at is... let's close this down. Is Heroes Infinite. So this is Raging Heroes. So this is another company. They're very on brand. Their March release is Vampires. Or this might be their February release, actually, and I don't know what their March release is, so I'll double check. So Vampires. But they've all got this like masquerade theme, and I'm not sure I dig it at all. Like, I think I hate it.
Okay.
But it's cool, sure. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if, like, does anyone, like, because this is the thing about, like, it all being subjective. Does anyone love this? Is anyone into this? What do you think?
I'm on the fence. I see the direction that they're going with, and that's pretty cool. But, yeah. Yeah, whatever. They look great.
Because their January release was amazing, is all I'm going to say. It's just... Let's get rid of this. We get it. It's red and you use some terrible font. Hard pass, apparently, says Born Again Man Child. So this is a cool guy. Yeah, I loved their January release, and I don't like this entire release at all. Like, which is
I like the ball. The skeleton ball.
Oh, yeah.
They're dancing around him. That's pretty cool.
What's interesting is the concept that this is over the top from, like, an Age of Sigmar community who's willing to accept kangaroo shooters.
Fox Flyer Bowman, like, come on.
But what's interesting is, again, Plymouth Troll says in the chat, SFL Mongoose, thank you very much. Is that they've added some color to these when they've designed them,
right?
And I don't think
they're watching GW's videos,
huh?
It's almost like you're watching GW's videos.
So some of the characters, like this Tristanus, the Dusk Prince, seems okay.
Yeah.
And again, some people are going to really dig this vibe.
Like, why are you floating, bro?
Why are you not floating? Yeah. I think we're all generally underwhelmed by this release. But, I mean, if you're into it, I think it's hard for me to talk about because I'm not into it, I guess. Italian vampires.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess actually the more I see them as a figure, it's selling it more for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, those guys are great.
I really, really like the soul smuggler.
The boat is great.
Because you could just, if you had a death army, you could just do, because if we're honest, has anyone built the bringy dinghy? Because it's terrible. Like, it's a terrible model, like designed by like a child. Like, he's really not good at all. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a really good night haunt. Especially with the cool roses and stuff. That's a key theme.
That's a key theme, yeah. That would be, yeah. It would be a cool bringy dingy. Yeah. this is a much better bringing dinghy. It is. There's some overtly sexual cat ladies. I don't know really know what that's about. This vampire, really not digging him, I don't think. I wouldn't say I'm into him. So yeah, we seem underwhelmed by this. Let's move on. Let's go to a different... And this is what's fun. Like, next month, they'll do a whole new set of stuff, so you can just be disappointed. Like, if you were, like, hype for new, I don't know, whatever. some army.
I love your shows, Rob. They're great. I just want to be here. I know I'm supposed to contribute, but sometimes I get lost in it. It's great.
Oh, sorry about that. Right, so the next one we're looking at is Archvillain Games. I'd say Archvillain
Games. Yeah, I love Archvillain.
Yeah. I'd say that they're pretty on point. Their demon release in January was incredible. Their like deep
release. That's what this is.
Huh? Yeah.
That's the Demon Princess Archvillain.
I'd say they're brilliant.
Yeah.
Have I looked at Fleshcraft Studios? Absolutely beautiful Nighthawk model. Speckles, not looked at those yet, bruv. This like if people are enjoying it, we'll do this show properly at another point. But we're just looking through right now. So Archvillain's March release is Skaven.
Fleshcraft Studios. That's bait. Mm-mm. That's right beside the Bad Dragon. I know that site.
Get out of here, Speckles. right, so there's obviously some sort of like Doom Wheel or something here. In some sort of wheel, but I don't think this really works as a Doom wheel because it doesn't have any of like the machinery to it.
But I like how they show you like the ooze and where it's located on the model. I think that's key.
That's true. Right. So that's
the wheel. Wheels, yeah.
The wheels are meh. Like it's cool, but it's meh. Like ultimately, right now this looks like a big rat gribbly. So what is it called? Fuck me. I ran it before. It's got five up. It comes back to life. Oh my god! It's not called a mutant vortex beast. It's not called a mutant vortex beast. Twitch chat, help me. What is it? Sloppy bar piper? No, it's none of those things. Twitch chat, what is help it? Help it abomination. Thank you so much. You're all geniuses, and I'm a moron. So a cool help it abomination, I think. But not that anyone runs a Hellpit Abomination. It could be a Vermin Lord.
I played against one. It was great. And it was not the original model. You had something else too.
It could be a Vermin Lord Corruptor. That would make a sweet Vermin Lord Corruptor. That's a cool idea.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's pretty fucked up. And he's like...
For Nurgle, right?
Yeah. That's really cool. That's a really cool idea. I think that... then this could be a Vermin Lord Warpseer. This fat, I love this. He's almost like a priest. It's not like the Skaven that we know. And I think that's one of the things you have to sometimes like jump out your head with. And this is why the conversation I think about 3D printing should be less about is it going to destroy Games Workshop? Are going to Games Workshop react? And just like to put that whole conversation, stick it in a bin. The conversation is like very much like when you see, I don't know, you see the new Lumineth. And you think, I don't like the bone white armor. I'm going to do like a midnight blue or something. Yeah, like it gives you a place to add your creativity, I think, which is the important point. And this guy, I'm like, am I going to do like a priestly, like, because he would be cool with like plague monks and you were doing some sort of like monastic Skaven army. It would be weird, but cool. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great. They Archvillain does really good work.
Yeah. The Rat Pope. Is what we're talking about, yeah. Cardinal Ratzinger. Yes, I'm into that. Yeah, Rat Pope is great. Okay, we're into Rat Pope. What's next? Rat Executioner. So, like, it's some sort of like giant rat, and he's got scales.
Yeah, this is very much like Bloodborne.
Yeah, it's fucked up, isn't
Souls.
It? I don't think you could even use this as anything. Maybe you could use him as a Vermin Lord Warbringer, maybe.
Maybe.
You don't
he's got video
to.
Game vibes. This is hard video game vibes.
Yeah.
I think there's rats coming out of his helmet too.
I like the collection of heads in his waistband.
Yeah.
I think that's but he's talking to a tiny rat on his wrist. I think that's quite a cute little touch. Yeah. A rat gargant army. Wow. Yeah, that would be cool. That would be super cool, actually, yeah.
He'd be good rat ogre.
Good rat ogre. I actually can't tell what this is. Oh, this is a brood mother. This is some sort of, like, suckling rat mum. This is too weird for me. This is too weird. Yeah. This is for the weird dudes.
It's great. She has, like, a fence or something on her back that she's broken through or something. Like, grating in a sewer.
I'd just like to point out I printed out 2 months' worth of Archvillain stuff, and it all prints brilliantly. It all comes pre-supported, prints out, like, 10 out of 10. I cannot find those models by Googling the affliction. Just search for Archvillain, one word. Patreon.com, Archvillain Games. Archvillain Games is what it is.
The Outbreak, the new models, you probably won't see them until you go onto their Patreon page.
Yeah. Like, again, this is not advertising for these people. This is advertising for the community. This is us saying, if you wanted to run a Skaven army, but you're disgusted with how old the sculpts are currently and you want something cool, here's some cool stuff available. There are loads of others already. This is just stuff for March. This is why it's so exciting, because you kind of get excited by this one model. Like, everyone's like, I mean, there's a lot of models in the new, I can't remember fucking things.
Warhammer Quest?
Thank you so much.
Like, where are you going? I'm having a hard time keeping up with YouTube.
Rob's having a stroke.
That's it. That's the last stream.
But there's like 50. There's like 50 models in there, and that's awesome. But like, we're already looking through. I don't need to.
And then last month for Archvillain was Undersea, they were awesome. I printed out some stuff for Joe Pagano, and they look great.
Very cool. This thing is mental. It's so good. I don't know what it's meant to be. It's some sort of like wild rat with some sort of like stuff on it. Maybe you could use it as a war machine. Maybe you could use it as a screaming bell. It's fucking weird and it's amazing.
Catapult or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can just have it without the catapult on top and it's just a weird fat rat, which is just horrific. And it's a big brood. Yeah, it's pretty
great. Seen smooth hairless rats just really does something for me, you know?
So this Rat King, I think, is great. I love the Rat King on his throne. He's got some little baby rats around him. You probably could use him as nothing in Age of Sigmar, but he's super cool. Maybe cool as a terrain piece. Put him somewhere on like a house or something. This is clearly a Claw Lord. Or you could even use it as a Greyseer. I think he looks pretty sweet. He's got like a weird spiky helmet, which I think is kind of quite unique and cool.
They have their own aesthetic and they're carrying the theme all the way through it. It's great. There's a lot of that kind of broken grading stuff all over their models.
Yeah, like they've kind of like repurposed like grates and stuff to some degree.
From sewers, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it. That's super cool. Rat King for the display board. Yeah, 100%. Again, this guy's great. You could use him as a plague priest. He's got that big scythe, and you got that like Nurgle theme going on as well, which you could bring along. And I think this guy's really cool. I think this guy's super cool.
Once we get to the Storm Vermin, that's it. That's where I was like, okay, this month is awesome.
I like this guy. I like this guy's you could use him as anything, right? Like we could use him as a Claw Lord. Or you could use them as regular foot troops. He looks quite cool. I'm vibing on that. Again, there's another version. That's the other thing you get from GW is if you're buying like a special character, like that's his pose. Yeah. Whereas
you get to change the heads.
Yeah.
They're getting better about that. That's about it.
This guy's great. I fucking love these weapons. Like Storm Vermin with these big weird like claw blades just would look amazing.
Yeah, these are I get more vibes of clan rats from them.
Oh, you don't think Storm Vermin?
No, I think clan rats. Once you see the Storm Vermin, you'll be like, okay, that's it. Yeah. You can't compare.
I think these are
awesome because they're armored really well too, with lots of leather and bucklers on them. Like there's so much in that. I really like how they presented it too. Like you get the sense of shadows and everything and almost like dry brushing highlights.
Yeah, like as in you could do like a concept army, so you could you can minimal paint it, like, and you try and
I'm
get that same.
I'm not promoting concept armies. That's not what I'm doing here. Don't put words in my mouth.
Dana now into concept armies. I would like you all to know. This is great. You could use this guy as either like a gutter runner. You know, like I think you could use them as kind of this Eshin role. They've got that kind of crossbow, which is quite sweet, and is looking like creepy and weird. Zip Zap Rap says, I paint a lot of non-Games Workshop minis like these. They are lovely, but a bit over-designed. Each model has so many bits and bobs, different materials, etc. Painting them is way harder than Games Workshop sculpts. I would agree with you, Zip Zap Rap. I would say probably not as over-designed as maybe the Sinesh stuff, or maybe equally as designed. But I agree with you. What I think is nice is they don't hide from that detail. Like, I think right now, you could, with these sculpts, do a much more, like, I think you could do a more beautiful Skaven army than is out there, if that makes sense. If you're a good painter, not me. Obviously not me. I'm going to drive
a shit. You're going to be amazing after you finish painting all that terrain.
Jock Tobot says, that's it, I'm getting myself a 3D printer. How much would it cost to print out a whole Skaven army in terms of material cost resin? It does depend on the size, right? That's the important part. If you're printing...
probably like $100.
Yeah. Maybe like a, let's go for that. Let's say two or three bottles of resin, like as a rough guess, £120 in England is roughly where you're at.
For some reason, my resin's cheaper than yours.
That is a weird thing. Yeah, we did the conversion. The resin is cheaper where Dayton is, which is in Canada. So it depends where you're at. Yeah, you win. But your codex is three times the price. Yeah.
They harvest the resin from the mountains.
Resin trees. I'm actually going to become a resin miner. Again, another Eshin character. I think this guy looks great. Again, very over-designed.
Life expectancy of a resin miner is 2 years, by the way.
Damn it. We need come on. Sorry, I messed it up, lads. I'll be back. Hold on. 1 second. Let me just get it.
If you wanted a podcast to listen to, this probably isn't the episode.
sorry podcast guys, but come and watch it on like YouTube or Twitch or something and leave a comment. These are the storm vermin you're talking about with the shields.
We're not even there yet.
Well, you don't think the shield guys are storm vermin? Look at him, he's got these guys plate are awesome. Armor these guys are yes. awesome these but guys are better. Awesome
they get even chunkier, boys. That shield is so cool.
That whole model is so cool. The hammer. In my opinion. The hammer's really okay. I think I'm at the storm vermin. These big chunky boys with the
chunky boys.
They are big, aren't they? Look at that.
Those warhammers are great.
Those warhammers are great. Like really, really good. Like that's because
they look crude. You know what I mean? Like the armor is exquisite. Like how are those rats getting that armor? But the weapons are like, I like the crudeness of it all.
I love the idea because when you are buying the Games Workshop Skaven, you are buying the ragamuffin Skaven that exists. Although they have obviously all the machinations and stuff.
Dr. Newman, there's certain printers that actually come with carbon filters built into them that run as they're printing. And the printing smell, from what I've gathered, it depends on the brand. So if there's one that you're not really into, you can try a different one. It can be, if you're in a small room with the door closed, you will notice.
Yes, but I would argue that like if you just did it at the right time when you weren't planning on being in there and you opened a window, you should be good.
I think the water washable ones are better for smell.
Yeah. That's something I need to try next, actually. But yeah, this big guy, amazing. 11 out of 10, right?
Yeah. Keep going. Keeps going. It's so good.
See, and you guys are like, this is a lot we're looking at, Rob. That's my point. This is
that guy right
month.
There is awesome.
Well, this guy with the halberd.
The halberd sticking it out with the mouth open, shield on back. Yeah. That's my storm vermin.
Oh man. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Are you gonna get into Skaven? Is this like, because this is the other thing as well, right? What? No. What, you're not doing 80 of these guys?
If I had to jump into Horde right now, I'd probably do Gits.
It'd be Gits.
I like the Skaven. I don't want to own them.
What will the best resin printer to buy right now? You're convinced me without even trying. So Fulgrim is in the chat, and he prints pretty full-time like I do at the moment. And again, neither of us are experts, so there's some really good YouTube channels you can watch, like really, really good ones who go through it in detail. I'm using a Photomon on X. Mono X, sorry, from Anycubic, and Fulgrima is using the other version. Like, there's really two competing bands, probably, but there might be more between Anycubic and what's the
Frozen.
Other brand? Elegoo?
Elegoo, there's Frozen. That's what I jumped into. Yeah, they're all, it depends. Korean, Chinese. And yeah. Anycubic has like a really cheap one, and I heard it does really well. It's just flimsily made. So if you wanted to jump in and test, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, the Mono X,
the Mono X is a beast.
Yeah.
It's
the Mono X is what I've been using, and it's been amazing. If any of you do, like, off the back of this thing, that's it, I'm fucking pulling the trigger. There's a video on YouTube I suggest you all watch about protecting your screen for your Photon Mono X, where you have to buy a screen protector and put it on top. And in fact, actually, if any of you are resin printing already or thinking of resin printing in the future, getting a screen, you know, the screens you put on your phone, and then putting that over the top, that will protect your screen, because if you accidentally spill some resin on it, you can pretty much write off the screen, the surface, to some degree. Sometimes you can clean it, sometimes it's fine, but that means it's just a quick £4, stick it on top. If it all fucks up, fucking rip that off, stick a new one on. There's no drama. Like, it's a good plan, works super well. I printed some really good quality minis off it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of content out there for them, and they're great, and they're updating. Like, I sent you that update for Anycubic. They're getting their their anti-analyzing is getting better.
I've never known how to say that word. Aylesling? Aylesling?
I went for it, and whatever. Yeah. It's out there in the world now. There's a lot more to attack me than my grammar.
Anyway, so Big Storm Vermin looks great. Big vibes. Really into this. Really, really into this. I think he's great. Another big fella with some big Warhammers. Again, looks quite good. I haven't got to the Storm. A Globadier, of course. A Globadier. It won't run you
$13.50.
£13.50 or $18 per Globadier from Games Workshop, which are metal. And I mean, they look quite good still. They're quite cool. But that's a cool Globadier, I'm going to say.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Maybe this is your Clan Rats with the big kind of like
shield
pick-lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, there's one with like a massive shield too.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck are you doing with that shield? But again,
it's
great.
I love these are so well done.
Yeah, really well done, really well done. And you've got lots of options with them as well. Yeah. And then we're back to the beginning, so that's everything. Now, one of the things that is 100% true, and let's talk about a negative for a moment while I maybe try and queue up the next one. One of the negatives is that as much as there are loads of sculpts, there aren't 10, like, so there was like an Eshin style model, which looked cool, but there weren't 10 Eshin style models. So if you wanted, a unit of like 20 gutter runners, then the models kind of overlap to some degree and you get something that's fairly similar. Same with the Halberd guy that we saw, like, you're not going to get like a lot of repeat stuff. So while it's cool, maybe I think that's where maybe Artisan Guild and Titanforge do quite well, is they give you a bunch of different like hand and shield and weapon options for your troops, so that you end up being able to like kitbash quite a few different kind of like variety poses and stuff. So I think sometimes like the Archvillain stuff is maybe like it's beautiful, but maybe isn't like perfect for trying to redo a whole or do a whole army, but it's still really, really good, right? Like obviously, but I'm just saying that there is also negatives. I think that's also
there was, so for the Storm Vermin guys, there was like what, 5?
Yes.
So yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's if you look at GW stuff, there's like 2. So.
Right. I'm just getting the next one up. So just give me a moment. What's everyone on the Twitch chat saying?
What's up, Charlie? Colonel Cabbage. I gotta get another game against him. I feel like my last game was shit, so we need another game. Yeah. I got to play you at some point too, Rob.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it. I don't know if I even like these guys.
I've been playing so much TTS. It's awesome.
Who have you been playing recently?
Well, we've had our tournament going on. So, with Joe Pagano and Noah and Sava, you know, all those good guys.
Okay. All right. We'll do one more. We'll do one more. We'll go through. So this is STL Miniatures is who we'll show next. Now, I like these guys because I've been printing their stuff not for minis to play with in the game, but for doing scenery. Now, they also have some great, like, they have some great stuff anyway, but, like, for actual armies. But I've just enjoyed this. So this is, like, the Thieves Guild for March. And they've got the vendors. Now, I've been collecting all the vendors over the past few months because I'm going to try and put, like, a vendor on each table at the TSN Arena. And I think that'll be really funny. Like, a blacksmith. I've done the baker, like, and I'm going to have like a little section. And I think like when we do the live coverage of the games, I'm like, as you can see, Nagash is smashed, like is over there beating up the...
Make sure they're always sinister.
So they what, take the bread maker?
Ones.
Sinister. it is true that Horde Armies for Patreon projects seem to lack variety for 80 skaven saves. Yeah, that's true. So in this one, this looks like it's a wine merchant. So you get the cart, you get the barrels, and then you get the guy selling wine. And also it looks like a fella selling like weird potions and whatnot. And again, you don't have to like print any of these things. I just think that would be a fun little addition. Obviously, super good for like things like D&D. If you were doing it for D&D and other stuff, I don't play D&D. I pretty much always think, how do I use this in a war game? But I just think that this is super fun, and I love the idea of having that like somewhere, like and there's a more detailed scope. And like Zip Zap Rap said, like very very detailed mini, like you're putting the effort into painting these minis a lot of the time. I like it,
just kind of chunky too. Dig it.
Yeah.
Put some meat on that grill.
I really dig this guy. I think this guy's like 11 out of 10. Like he's got a weird, creepy vibe. He's got all the little potions. Like just looks really, really good.
His face is twisted.
Yeah. So someone ZipZapRap pointed out about the over the complexity of the models, I think is the point. And I actually do wonder if the production process for Games Workshop means that there is some not flaw, that's not what I mean. But like it's harder maybe to do like low, like they're very detailed. Games Workshop minis are very, very detailed. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But maybe the complexity is an issue. I'm not really sure.
Like, yeah, no. I found painting really complex miniatures, you don't have to do much. You just gotta hit those highlights and the models pop really well. Mm-hmm. Like I've been intimidated by big large models like Mortarion or this guy behind me, or I keep leaning wrong. But once you start putting paint to them, I don't know. I didn't find it was that bad.
True.
But this, I mean, I'm not great. Painting like 120 of them, so.
That's true. This guy's great. Love this guy. Vibing on him. Some sort of like poison merchant. I think he's fun. And then you've just got a bunch of like assassins slash. And this is clearly a lady. I think these guys do really nice sculpts, by the way. Mm-hmm. And super nice. And again, this looks like an elf. And again, he's doing some sort of like thievery. So I think this would be fun.
Shady
to
elves.
Put, this would be fun to put all over, like a mini anyway, right? I don't know. Like not a mini, sorry, a board, all over a board. So yeah, some more shady elves doing some stealing. I think that would be super fun. You could use these as like, there's the cart. Hold on.
I'm just putting all the printers in the chat of your three big guys.
I'll do a proper show on like the printers and stuff anyway. I just thought like, so question to the Twitch chat, have you guys enjoyed this process and should we go back and do this next month and should we do it better? Is kind of the question.
don't suggest that we do it better. That opens up a whole bag.
So I love these guys. I don't know if you can see these yet. So these Viking Minotaurs would be wicked. And like I like the idea of running Beast of Chaos. Do it again. Don't do it any better. Thanks, Dad. Don't. okay, Dwarf Angel. I really like the new Wargon miniatures on Patreon for elves. I haven't looked at those, Andreas Carlson. Thank you. I will go check them out.
There's so much. There's so many people out there. And if you want like busts, there's some great bust miniatures. Design studios.
Yeah,
if you
ever
want to paint one up.
Which would make, I'm thinking of using those as trophies, but more on that in the future.
I think you should just make that lizard girl. That'd be the trophy.
Just giant.
Blow her up.
Yeah. So I like these because I hadn't thought about this before. So, like, listen, when I play World of Warcraft, yeah, I obviously played as a shaman, and of course I played as a dwarf. Judge me all you like, but that's who I was, right? I played as a tauren first, a shaman. But my heart, if I'm 100% honest, was I wanted to play as a tauren. I wanted to play, like, the big, like, shamanistic cowman and just be, like, one with the earth and, you know, like the crying Indian in the
commercial.
Commercials, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's who I want it to be. So I looked at this for the first time. So these are like, these are these minotaurs, but they're obviously like they're beasts of chaos. You could use them as beasts of chaos, but you could do good beasts of chaos. You could do like peaceful beasts of chaos.
It's weird. I only get the minotaur vibe from the one.
Well, the one at the top right.
Yeah. And then the rest are, they get the hooves. Okay. They just lost me in the faces. That's all.
Oh, what, you thought they're too human?
Yeah, I thought they were just like normal barbarians, except for the one. But then you look at the hooves. So yeah, there we go.
So I thought doing a Beast of Chaos army, but with a good guy Beast of Chaos army would be like a super fun way of playing them. And again, I can only really have that thought because these minis are available. I can't really do that with the existing minis, or maybe I could. But like these minis are clearly beastmen, but also.
I was an undead warrior, for anyone that wants to know.
Were you? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I love the undead models. They're awesome.
Oh, really? Right. Okay. Well, listen, that's plenty of that today. There are loads more. So like something we looked at is Hex3D. We're going to go look through all his stuff. He doesn't necessarily do like Warhammer stuff, but like, again, just beautiful stuff that you can print out, which is really good. There's Cast and Play. There's our own mate, there's our own man in the chat, clay beast creation, sorry. There's loads.
So there's Elagu, there's Anycubic, and then there's Frozen. Those are your three big
brand resin.
Yeah.
And again,
and their pricing's all over the place. I'd say one of the recommendations, if you want it to be future proof, is go 4K.
I would agree with that as well. I would agree with that. I'd also say, if you guys are... Tristan Gray, thanks so much for joining Patreon. Tristan, what up?
Tristan.
Thank you to everyone who's joined Patreon. You guys are great. Yeah, so something for you guys to think about, of course. Like, now, I'm not trying to push it on you. Obviously, it's something that's exciting for me, but I struggle to see how you're not into the hobbying element of it and aren't at least excited by the prospect of this. Because even if you yourself don't want to get a resin printer, one of your friends may get one, or someone in your community, or a local club. I think a local club, putting all their money together and, like, you know, and building and getting one of these and printing stuff out, I think is very, very possible. You know, you do like a co-op and you all like stick some money in. I think that that's the thing. But yeah, like really, really good stuff. And this is only for minis. I haven't even gone and looked at terrain yet. And that's also
Then other models lines for games that are you have a hard time getting models for, like Battlefleet Gothica.
Yes.
You can, there's tons of that stuff, right?
Loads and loads. So like what's interesting is this world has only been really available to me for the past few months. Thank you to everyone in the Honest Wargamer community over Christmas who donated the money so that we could get a resin printer.
So you get a new hobby.
But more importantly, like all it does is really support the hobby. And I think it's fascinating and I think it'll be interesting. And I guess really I want to kick off the conversation from this show and shows in the future that like the creativity and the quality of the models that you see there, I would be sad if TOs ruled against them playing. I would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. These look great. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but GW's going to be taking over the tournament circuit anyway, so.
They're going to be talking over their tournament circuit.
Yeah.
Not our tournament circuit. That's the important part.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Dayton, you got any shout-outs you want to make?
Next week, part of the All Points Student Ladies Night. We have an English lad there, Becca Dino. She'll be jumping on with Nicole Obrey and Gina, who's a TO organizer, tournament organizer, female. So,
yeah, isn't it International Women's Day next Thursday?
Is it? Oh, my God. If that lined up, that's not on purpose. I can't.
Oh, I was thinking of getting a lady to host the show for me.
I guess I'm getting pegged. I'm getting pegged next week, boys.
Well, thank you, Twitch chat, for hanging out. We'll do this again in a month. We'll come back in a month. I would love to see what you guys think of this. Like, this is one of those, leave some comments on YouTube, leave some comments like on Twitter, drop me some messages, whatever. I want to know what you guys think of this conversation. Like, if you're like...
Running out of ideas, boys. Sundays are pretty slack.
No, it's not that. I think it's genuinely a great convo. Like, and it's fun, right? We would do a whole show. If Games Workshop yesterday released a whole range of minis, we would be talking about it today, right? That would be what we'd do. Yeah? So it's the same thing. So I wonder what you guys are saying. All right. Thanks, Dayton, for being on the show. Thank you to everyone who is on Patreon, like Tristan, you fucking babe.
Yep.
And thank you to everyone who subscribes to Twitch. Don't forget, I'm giving away a mini to everyone who subscribes on Patreon and everyone who subscribes on Twitch every month. Last month it was an ogre. This month it's an ice giant. An ice giant. I'll put a picture up at some point.
Keep your stick on the ice, boys.
All right, okay. Everyone, look after yourselves. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon. Bye.